Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
The biggest night in music, what they call it?
Yep. They call it.
The Grammys were on last night.
They say.
Sam Smith night.
It's the Super Bowl for the music industry, and boy, has it turned into it, because you have pre-game shows.
Yeah.
You have the red carpet.
Red carpet.
We're going to have post-game fashion police tonight, I'm sure.
The only thing you're missing is the national anthem before the Grammys. But Ryan Seacrest was on the red carpet.
I watched all of the red carpet.
You did. I knew you would.
I don't know why I do this. I mean, I love award show fashion. I was a little disappointed last night. I was a little bored with some of it. And the only interesting thing on that, I watched the red carpet, like not even the red carpet.
Yeah.
The live from the red carpet, like even the other stuff.
The pre-red carpet.
I feel so awkward
when they're doing
this.
The makeovers. And I'm like, what? This is just not.
Yeah.
Not good. But the only good thing that came, in my opinion, from the red carpet was when Ryan got an interview with a smiling Kanye West and his baby mama Kim Kardashian.
I just get bored with things really easily and try to find something that excites me.
So that attention deficit disorder is a good thing, right? Keeps you moving ahead.
Oh, most definitely. It's also just called thinking.
Yeah. There you go.
He wasn't even really trying to be mean to Ryan, but it's so funny. That AD so really paid off. But yeah, it's also just called thinking.
It's called thinking,
oh,
right?
Gosh.
It makes it sound like it's so easy.
At least he got a laugh. I mean, she was in her limo for a long time before she finally got out and literally dashed in to the Grammys at the last second. It was Rihanna.
Yeah.
And that pink. I don't know what's going on. It was this big explosion of pink.
There had to be somebody under that dress.
Remember those Barbie doll cakes people used to make? And they still do, where they stick the Barbie on top of a big thing of icing. That's what she looked like.
Wedding
she
cake.
Said she literally saw it on the runway and said, I have to have that.
Really?
And it looked like a, well, it wasn't flattering in the bust. I love Rihanna's fashion because sometimes she just nails it. Some of my favorite red carpet looks have been hers. This was one of my least favorite.
Oh,
it looked, everyone was saying it looked like, well, it looked like a quinceanera dress.
Shout out.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're going to make a statement, why would you do the last second? I mean, literally, she was dashing. They were starting the show. Ryan Seacrest was like, thank you, bye. And it was it. It was over.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to talk to the media.
She regretted that dress.
That was not good.
I don't think she regretted the dress.
You can regret.
I regret it.
I bet you she loved the dress.
I'm a guy, and one time I went out with this girl, and I didn't like the way I looked. I went home and changed clothes. I mean, she
left me there with her.
Yeah. Well, the show kicked off with AC/DC.
That was fun. I was surprised they let them do two songs.
Yeah, right.
If they could have cut about half the performances last night, ended on time.
His voice sounds the same.
Yeah, did you see, though, that it's like he didn't remember some of the words to, I mean, one of his biggest hits of all time.
Oh, when did he screw up?
They were relying on the teleprompter, everyone was saying. Yeah.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame either. I saw Jon Bon Jovi forget words before. Mm-hmm. It's just,
it happens.
It's a classic hit that performed in a long time.
Yeah, you could see that a lot of them were singing off the teleprompter. Gwen Stefani was definitely singing off the teleprompter.
Yeah.
With Adam Lambert.
I do this show off a teleprompter.
I'm reading right now. Yeah. What I just read, I'm reading that.
Does he get steroid shots to sing the same way he's sang back?
Probably. A lot of them take the HGH, that human growth hormone, because their voice is singing that many years.
It's nice to see a lot of the stars in the audience put on those devil horns, but some of them, like, no, not doing it.
Too good for it.
After
like Blake Shelton, he didn't put on his devil horns.
Oh, you know, don't you bad talk, my boy.
I'm just saying, he didn't participate.
Yeah, that's rude.
I wouldn't either, though.
Why not?
Because I think that's sinful. I don't want to be on the highway to hell.
Do we want to talk awards or performances?
I want to be on the side road to heaven.
Yeah.
What's first, performances or awards?
It's the whole show basically a performance.
It was a concert.
It was.
I prefer that usually over just sitting there watching awards being given. They just do the biggest ones.
Well, I wish they would just have picked, you know, I know they're paying homage to a lot of the older musicians, and I appreciate that. We should honor our senior citizens.
Yeah.
But maybe they could do a lot of that in the pre-Grammy televised portion, because or at least sing something more upbeat. It would be a lot more fun to see some of those older artists singing songs from today than having the current artists
good
sing
idea,
songs
Kelly.
From back then.
You get a little bit of that.
Man.
You should plan the Grammy.
It was slow. I'm telling you.
That's a good idea.
Because Hoosier did it with a...
Yeah, Hoosier. Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Because I don't know how to say his name. It's Hoosier, Hoosier.
Hoosier.
That's not how they said it last night.
Hoosier. I think it is Hoosier.
Hoosier.
Anyway.
That's how they said it last night.
Hoosier.
Hoosier.
But the girl, what's her name? Amy.
Hoosier.
Amy Lennox.
Annie.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I just had her brains. Just like, holy moly, that girl sang that.
Yeah, Hoosier did take me to church.
Hoosier. Hosier?
Hosier, yeah.
But she was going ham on that.
Yes, she was.
She was excited to be there. She has a great voice.
Rocking that short hair.
You know what we were missing with the Grammys? Which is my favorite thing about all the award shows? The opening monologue where they make fun of everybody in the room.
See, I didn't think Al Worley ever did that.
He tried it.
He's more just there to... He's not even really the host because...
It's not even necessary.
He's so vanilla.
Right? Because I mean, that's the point of a host is to get out there, make fun of them for a little bit, and then...
Keep things moving along.
Keep it moving.
He's really not necessary. I'm not saying as a human being.
No.
I'm just saying as a host, it wasn't necessary.
An award show host.
Ladies love Cool J. Kelly.
He's cool, and he's respected by all those people there, but he's just... I was just waiting for him. A little monologue would have been good. He stopped licking his lips.
No, he still licked his lips
a
lot.
No, not enough, Al. Not enough
lip licking. No, he still licked his lips a lot.
He didn't do that.
I don't know.
Let's get back to Kanye, though.
All right.
He pulled another stunt.
Well, we can first talk about his awful performance.
You want to talk about the awful performance?
Yeah, this is the thing with Kanye. You know I'm a Kanye defender when it comes to his performances, because I say what you want about him being unlikable. I think he's...
He makes great music.
I think he's a really great musician.
Right.
But man, I don't like that. Only one song. I don't even think I like the new Rihanna Paul McCartney Kanye 4 or 5 second song.
I like the 4 or 5 seconds.
Somebody should turn on Paul McCartney's microphone.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
His mic was not on.
I didn't hear one peep out of his mouth.
Or maybe he thought he was lip syncing and nobody told him he was live.
I think he's just the guitar player.
It's a great song.
It's fine. 5 seconds
from It's an okay song. Not what I would like to see some of the greatest musicians.
What is it, 4 or 5 seconds to what? I can't understand.
From Weiland.
With Weiland.
Weiland out.
I do love seeing Paul McCartney say Weiland.
Yeah, Weiland out, like going crazy.
I don't know what that means.
Going wild.
Sorry, I guess I'm old.
Like when you kick the table to the side and you just start going crazy.
Weiland?
Weiland.
Is it Wilding?
Weiland. Weiland out. Like Weiland.
Weiland out. Is that short for Scott Weiland?
No.
Like
going nuts.
Going ham.
Weiland.
Going ham.
Fun.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
Where is the
Getting
origin?
Turned up.
Going gorillas.
Yeah. Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Where is the origin? What's the root word for Weiland? And please use it in a sentence.
I guess turned up would be the root.
Turned up. Why don't you say turned up?
Because they're Weiland.
There's so many words.
To be turned up, you got to turn down. But when you're wilding.
Why we got enough words?
Why are you guys focusing on wilding?
Wilding's
been around.
Words.
Nick Cannon has a show called Wilding Out.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't wilding.
Wilding Out.
His show was Wilding Out.
Yeah. Wild and Out.
He called it Wilding Out.
They're saying Wild In.
Are we going to argue about wilding and wilding?
Y'all just need to stick to what's in the dictionary and leave it alone. Be done with it.
But seriously, Kanye felt like the guy who forgot he was performing at the Grammys, woke up that morning and said, crap, I need a light, and that's it.
No, JC, that's art. You don't get his art.
I don't get Kanye.
But Kanye is a rapper. This is my problem with Kanye. Kanye, I love you rapping. You're not a singer.
Yeah, I don't
you
like
are
the
a
singing.
Rapper.
I agree.
So rap. That's what we want to hear you do.
I like his fast beats and his rapping, yeah.
You're a great rapper.
But I will say this. He made me laugh when he went up there when Beck won.
Yeah. That
was it,
too.
Top album of, what was it, the award that Beck won?
That's a big one.
Well, Beck won the biggest award
of the
night.
Album of the year.
It was funny. I've seen over and over Jay-Z and Beyonce's reaction. Beyonce's like, Kanye, no, no! Yeah. And everybody just busts out laughing. But the sad part is Beck didn't get it.
Yeah.
Beck's like, no, please help
come
me.
Come on back up
please
here.
Help me. I need some help.
Here's Kanye.
It was funny.
Kanye
it was.
Almost
it was very funny.
Another Kanye on Beck.
And the winner is Morning Faze, Beck.
What? Producer, Beck Hansen. That's funny. And Page Six is saying it was a Kanye
I need
fail.
Some help.
No. No, it wasn't. That was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Because everybody in that audience is thinking the
Hi,
same
Prince.
Thing.
Right.
They know.
That's funny. And we didn't even talk about Baby Carrot.
Because
Baby Carrot?
Prince. With that orange pants.
Don't you love Prince surprises
I do.
I love little Prince surprises.
Hold on, while we're still on the Beck thing, though.
Okay.
Because everybody thinks that's a joke, Kelly. You thought that's a joke because he's going up there smiling.
Yeah, I was joking.
Oh, for sure.
Kanye may not have been joking when he actually went up there to interrupt Beck.
Oh, come on.
We have a clip.
I don't even know what he said. I just know that the Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us. We ain't finna play with them no more.
Bow
Flawless,
down.
Beyonce video. And Beck needs to respect artistry, and he should have given his award to Beyonce.
He's kidding.
It's just because we're so accustomed to Kanye. He's always so serious and aggressive that it's hard to know when he's joking.
He is not kidding.
He was smiling.
Everybody's saying we saw that was ridiculous.
It was funny. Hey, it was one of the only real interesting things that happened.
Yeah,
I tell
right.
you that I was tweeting for the most part. I have to tend to my child at some point. But the most reaction I got was negative was when I said when Sam Smith was up there performing with Mary J. Blige, I said if he would have had cojones, he would have had Tom Petty up there with him instead of Mary J. Blige.
I don't think Tom would have done it.
Oh, they were so mad. How dare you say that? I was like, don't you know the story? They were like, well, you compare your balls to him. I'm like, my balls are fabulous.
But you're right.
So stupid. That was not good. Mary J. Blige, you know how I feel about her.
You don't like her.
I don't think she helped that song one bit. But Sam Smith, that would have been great. Like, I take my medicine, tears Tom Petty. That would have been amazing.
But Sam Smith, that's one of his influences. Is Mary J.
That apparently Tom Petty is a little bit of an influence.
Well, he didn't know that.
That would have been fun. See, that would have been a Grammy moment. That would have been a Grammy moment that we'd be talking
right.
about.
Well, we're talking about him sweeping, basically, because he was getting up there every hour to receive an award.
Yeah, Sam Smith took home Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best New Artist, and Best Pop Album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Up against a lot of good competitions.
He even got an award for Best Parking Spot.
Yeah, he was kind of like the Adele.
Yeah, and during his acceptance speech for Record of the Year, he thanked his ex, which was pretty awesome.
Yes. Just a quick one. I want to thank the man who this record is about, who I fell in love with last year. Thank you so much for breaking my heart because you got me 4 Grammys.
Hey, that's true.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And now he's going to write another one after the breakup, which is probably going to
be
awesome,
great.
Too.
Great. Little validation
one,
there.
Isn't it? This last one, a new breakup?
Well, they just broke up, so he'll have another one. But, yeah, Beck winning Album of the Year. He beat out Taylor, Beyonce, who else? Sam Smith, Kanye.
Like Beck. Really?
Beck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beck is talented.
He's great.
He's not going to say no thank you for the nomination.
I know.
He's going to take the nomination, but you know he didn't think he was going to win it.
Yeah. Record of Album of the Year.
But it's not about sales, and it's not about popularity.
It's about some dudes that get into a room and they vote.
Yeah. But this has happened before.
That's not fair.
I remember being shocked when Robert Plant and Alison Krauss won. If you're like least likely to win Album of the Year. This happens.
Beck.
Kendrick Lamar, our friend. I Love Myself. He won Best Rap Song for that.
I heard Beck won that one, too.
Your buddy Eminem won, JC.
Yeah, he did.
Best Rap Album.
Frozen won.
We haven't talked about Madonna.
You want to talk about Madonna real quick?
Gosh, online everyone's
saying Madonna?
that's one of the highlights of the night.
That's her fans that defend her no matter what, like I do Britney. Madonna gassed out. She gassed out on stage. She was exhausted. God love her.
I don't blame her.